Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. We are joined today by Kirsten Robertson from the Greenville Soil and Water Conservation District, and we are learning all about permaculture, which stands for permanent agriculture. Wait, if you live in a home and you don't have a farm, don't be intimidated, don't run away. Permaculture is for you, whether you are renting even an apartment with a little porch, all the way up to having your own full-fledged giant farm. So we've been talking today about different ways that you can make your home more eco-friendly while making your life easier. So we've been talking today a lot about problem and solution. So that's the basis of permaculture. You observe your problem and you find a solution that works with a natural system and imitates nature. So Kirsten, you were just telling us about a problem that you had with your chickens and how you use permaculture to solve that problem.
Yes, I had a chicken that kept flying up on my window box outside my door, and by observation, which is the first thing you do when you start doing permaculture, I noticed that she was kind of settling in, and she actually laid an egg in my window box. I realized that wouldn't that be cool if the chickens laid an egg right outside my door every day for breakfast? All I had to do was walk out. I could even wear my slippers and not get them wet, and grab an egg from out of the window box. And so to make that happen, I added some straw, and which they love to nestle down in, and I added a wooden egg to fake them out a little bit, because they like to lay, they feel safer if they're laying where someone else has already laid. Then they know if that egg is whole, that it's likely that it's a safe place to lay.
So you're tricking your chickens.
I trick my chickens.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Okay. That's another thing that it's kind of a permaculture thing that you could do is have chickens on your land. Can you tell us a little bit more about, I don't have a chicken. What do I have to do if I want to raise a chicken? Can I even raise chickens in the city or in the county?
You absolutely can raise chickens in the city or the county. You need to check whatever municipality you're in. You need to check the regulations. But right now, in Greenville County, it is legal to have chickens. I won't say how many because different people have different numbers, but it is legal, and they are great entertainment. They're so much fun. They all have different personalities, and we enjoy our chickens.
How many chickens do you have? About.
We have about 35.
Wow. Chickens can be really nice too if you have kids. They can be pretty good pets. They're very smart.
They are very smart.
Interestingly, did you know, Kirsten brought me eggs one time, and did you know they weren't all white eggs and they weren't all brown eggs? It was an Easter basket full of eggs. It was awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah, there are some breeds that actually lay blue or green eggs.
Wow.
And they're beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
So you could lay your own beautiful, delicious eggs. Is it hard to keep chickens?
It is not hard. You need a place for them to stay, and you need food and water for them. Just basically the same needs that everybody needs.
So it's like having a pet, but it lives outside instead.
That's right.
Okay. That's really cool.
And while we're discussing permaculture, I bet I know something, another benefit of chickens, because I had to go out and buy chicken compost for my garden. I bet that chicken poop would be great for your garden, wouldn't it?
It is excellent for your garden. You do have to let it compost a little bit. It's a little bit too strong when it first comes out of the chicken, but after composted, it does make great fertilizer.
So you now no longer have to buy eggs or fertilizer because you have chickens.
And there's your stacking function you
I
were talking about.
I love permaculture.
Now, what do chickens eat?
Chickens love grain. They also love bugs.
You got to feel bad for the vegetarian raised chickens.
There are some that are, people are bragging that they raise their chickens vegetarian. But if you have ever seen a chicken that can go do whatever it wants, it loves bugs.
And we can say this because I'm a vegetarian. So I feel for you vegetarian chickens. You guys need your bugs.
You need your bugs. And a good way to get them bugs, I heard somebody was telling me about a chicken tractor.
Yes.
Ooh.
A chicken tractor is not a tractor that a chicken drives.
Oh. That's a good visual, isn't it?
It's basically a movable coop. And so you put the chickens in and they get to move every day when you moved the tractor or move the coop. And then they get fresh grass. They love to graze also. And so they get...
So they love to cut your lawn for you.
Yeah, okay. They're not great at that. But yeah, they
maybe
they,
your backyard.
They especially love clover. So Ooh. They get to nibble on greens and eat their bugs. And every day you move them to a new spot. And meanwhile, they're fertilizing your lawn. More stacking functions.
Wow. Okay, so let me change the topic a little bit. You mentioned clover. And I know that clover is a really good plant for permaculture because clover is a nitrogen fixer. Okay, what does that mean? I keep hearing that, but do I know what that means? I don't know.
Yeah.
So tell us nitrogen. Why? What?
Yeah, nitrogen is a primary component of what makes plants grow. And actually, some plants make nitrogen, which is just crazy to me. I think it's fantastic. But what it does is it takes nitrogen out of the air, and nitrogen is the gas that is most prominent in air. And so these plants take the nitrogen out and they work with the bacteria in the soil and they make nitrogen to fertilize the soil. And other plants can take advantage of that.
So your nitrogen fixing plants make fertilizer. Now you don't have to add fertilizer to your land.
Exactly.
Ooh, I'm giddy.
So exciting. So, okay. So let's say that I wanted to grow a garden, but my soil was really kind of crappy and everything because I'm missing nitrogen. So I could plant some clover and it would increase the nitrogen in the soil. And then does the clover die? Or, I mean, how does it work? Do I have to plow the clover in? What do I have to do?
Some clovers die. Some of them are perennial and would last for years. Another option that you might want to try is to add cover crops like ryegrass or other types of plants that will die back in the spring, and then they will cover the soil kind of like a mulch, and they will start decomposing and adding that organic matter that your soil needs.
Because here in South Carolina, the clay soil, it's a nightmare for growing things.
Not great.
It's really not great. So that's why I have raised bed gardens.
And in case you guys didn't know, you can get your soil tested by Clemson Extension. You pick up a little bag, just a little brown paper bag that they give you, and you fill it up to the line, and you bring it in, and I think it's $6 a bag?
$7
a bag to have it tested? Okay, that's pretty affordable. You generally test one spot in your front yard and one spot in your backyard. And then you can know how you need to amend your soil, what it's missing, what it has.
And for those that don't know, the Clemson Extension office is located at County Square, which is 301 University Ridge. And they are, they're right across from our office. So,
yeah. And then Kirsten was recently telling me about the Web Soil Survey, which is this really cool website you can go on and you can put in your address and you can see what kind of soil you have at your house. I mean, you should probably still get it tested anyway. But it's cool. There are 12 different kinds of soil. It's not all just dirt. That's just so cool. We'll do a whole episode on soil one day because soil is, we're getting off topic, but soil is alive and living soil is healthy soil. And we could talk for many episodes about the importance of healthy soil. And
but
we
that's
will
not really
in the future.
Off topic.
It really, nothing is off topic.
It's really not.
It all comes together at the end of the day. It's all part of a bigger system.
So, I had my soil tested. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yes, because I have an erosion problem, which we can talk about that maybe in the next segment. But yeah, I had an erosion problem. So I said, I was advised by an expert, Kirsten, that I should maybe look at planting clover. So before I planted, I went to check and see what my soil was. And turns out, I have to add lime.
Oh, so you just like squeeze some limes in there?
Yeah. That's right.
No.
It's like a giant margarita on my soil in my yard.
Okay. Well, I might have to come to your house then.
Although, you know what? Greg keeps telling me, we have to add lye, which is an entirely different thing. He gets lye and lime confused. And boy, Boy, would that be different. Yeah. Well, we don't need to bury any dead bodies. So, you know, we're good. Yeah.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Great.
So, all right. Well, we'll talk more about this when we come back on the other side. And we are here with Kirsten Robertson. She is the, what is she? Oh, yes. She's our boss. She's the district manager of the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District. Stick around. We'll learn more about permaculture when we get back on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.